President.
Yep.
On the foreign aid thing, we're going to, I believe as it stands now, close it out on the basis of Otto last night, with one exception in the sense that we're asking Clay to talk to Eisenhower and ask Eisenhower to talk to Ford and just present one question to him. Jerry, if Otto Passman would go to 3.2 in conference, would you join him? Now, I think that's really as far as we can get on the Ford thing. Now, I've been asked to ask you if you would want to call Ike and have Ike call Ford and Halleck. Frankly, my view is that I wouldn't suggest it, but I was asked to present it to you.
No, I don't think so.
No, I agree. But that's about
where we're... Damn Passman's vicious. He put out a statement that he'd been summoned to the White House and he'd always go when he was invited, but that he wasn't going to give up any of his convictions, and I was trying to... whip him in line and give him a pep talk, unquote.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the thing with it is he's no goddamn good. We'll get it over with on this one as best we can, and hell, I know you'll be taking a different approach next year somehow on this.
Yeah, we got to.
This was inevitable. You know, it's been sinking up there for the last couple of years, and yeah, there's nothing we can do with that guy.
Well, now, who are you going to get to Clay? Are you going to get Clay to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and one other thing, Mr. President, while I have you, we've been talking about
the tax thing has just killed me this morning. George Smathers said that Dillon and them wrote a letter December the 6th he didn't know anything about, saying to Russell Long that his amendment was a real good amendment, but they didn't want to delay it. And so this morning they took it up and they said they don't care about delay, they want a good amendment. So they all got to vote for Russell's amendment.
Ralph Duggan came in and told me about that a few minutes ago. Christ, that's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell.
And then sent that coffee agreement up, so he scheduled hearings on it Monday. And we never can get stuff passed out if they're going to do us that way. I told Duggan last night to not let the damn thing go.
I told Duggan that that coffee agreement was going to cost us 2 days of tax hearings. There was no damn question about it. He discussed it with you, didn't he?
Yeah, and I told him not to do it. And
well,
he says he hadn't. So he told the secretary not to, but they say he did.
Well, we got a hold of Dutton a few minutes ago, and he's to get up there and pull it out. We don't want any hearings on coffee. The State Department.
Okay, all right.
And one other thing, Mr. President.
Well, he said, I'll go to the White House when I'm invited, and I'll be polite, and I'll listen. Son of a bitch, I wish he had listened. He talked all night. But if the day comes when I have to yield my conviction, supported by the facts, then I'll go home. Did you ever hear such demagoguery?
He is the worst. He is the worst. What is your view, Mr. President, on a joint session for the President of Italy?
Now, I'd be for it.
Yeah,
I'd be for it.
For reasons I'm sure you and I are thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell Mike that John has kind of suggested, and you think it'd be a good thing.
All right. I'll take care of it. Okay, Mr. President.